I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, June 22nd. 22 counties statewide will receive grants from the Ohio Department of Agriculture that are aimed at helping their communities plan for growth. The land use planning grants range from $25,000 to $50,000 per county. WYSO's Shea Frank has more on how this money will be used to develop, update, or implement land use plans across the state.
Ohio is growing across multiple industries, including food and agriculture, which contributes $124 billion to the economy each year. To address that growth, the Ohio Department of Agriculture will provide $1 million in grants to create land use plans, long-term policy documents that outline how land, infrastructure, and resources should be used or preserved. Brian Baldridge is director of the ODA. He says this support will ensure that all sectors are included in the conversation as those plans proceed.
It is a working document. It should be referenced as growth occurs, as local communities, local governments plan for the future. It's a reference guide to help guide the direction of economic development growth here in Ohio.
The program is funded through the state operating budget. Baldridge says the program is in its early stages, but offers an opportunity to start from scratch as the state envisions its future economy. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
World Refugee Day will be on June 27th. It'll celebrate refugees around the globe. Dayton will celebrate the United Nations event with a gathering from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the main Dayton Metro Library. The event is free and open to the public. Catholic Social Services of the Miami Valley will also be accepting donations of personal hygiene products. These will support its refugee services program, which offers job placement, cultural skills, and other resources. People gathered at the former Portsmouth Gaseous Diffusion Plant, also known as the A Plant, in Pike County last week. They were there to learn about the future of energy production on the site. That plant began enriching uranium in the early 1950s and shut down in 2001. It could be an energy hub for data centers in the future. WOUB's Amanda Pirani has more for the Ohio Newsroom.
Centrus Energy, a company enriching uranium on the A Plant site, announced an agreement Thursday morning to provide fuel to Oklo, a nuclear technology company. Centrus operates 16 centrifuges and plans to add more. They produce the kind of enriched uranium Oklo needs to fuel its small modular nuclear reactors. Oklo plans to build a 1.2 gigawatt energy campus in Pike County, which CEO Jacob DeWitt says could come online within a matter of years.
Ideally, we could start sourcing fuel, I would say, as soon as reasonably possible, within a huge growth trajectory beyond that to support new power development here in the 2030 and beyond.
That power will support Meta's data centers in Ohio. But first, Oklo needs to get a license from the federal government to build its nuclear reactors in Ohio. That could take months or years. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Amanda Pirani in Piketon.
A federal court has upheld a 2024 state law requiring age verification on social media and websites, which ended the order blocking the law. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Three judges on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the state, which said the age verification provision that was tucked into the budget signed in 2023 would protect kids' mental health. The tech lobbying group NetChoice challenged on First Amendment grounds, claiming requiring ID to access lawful online material is an unconstitutional restriction on free speech. The judges split on the ruling, with two saying the law imposes a parental consent requirement and that NetChoice can't claim free speech violations on behalf of minors. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson said in a statement it's a win for Ohio families, while NetChoice, which has won against similar laws in other states, said in a statement that it will continue to fight. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Buckeye State Tree Nursery in Zanesville is distributing its first round of seedlings. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Since it launched 2 years ago, the Buckeye State Tree Nursery has planted around 600,000 seeds. And now some of those seedlings are big enough to be planted at various Ohio conservation sites. William Barnhill is the nursery's manager. He says many will be used in mine reclamation sites in the state's southeast.
So you got more acidic soil sites. You want something that can take a little bit of harsher conditions. And a lot of the trees they like, for example, would be like a bur oak.
Others will be used in the Northwest to block wind and slow erosion. State lawmakers funded the nursery to meet growing demand for native trees after similar facilities in nearby states closed down. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
Look for scattered showers today with a high temperature in the upper 70s, but rain should come to an end this evening and things will cool down a bit for tonight as lows get into the upper 50s. Tuesday and Wednesday look nice with sunny skies and a high near 80 degrees. Rain chances return Wednesday night. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Mike Fraser.